This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Two Democratic state lawmakers are close to settling their lawsuit against legislative leaders for practices they say violate Colorado's transparency laws. CPR's Benta Berglund.
Under the terms of the proposed settlement, lawmakers in the Colorado House would no longer be allowed to use auto-delete functions on any messaging apps when discussing public business. They would also be banned from having secret meetings to hash out political strategies or plan upcoming votes. Democratic Representatives Elizabeth Epps and Bob Marshall sued both Democratic and Republican House leaders for allegedly violating open meetings laws. The settlement isn't the end of the story, though. Lawmakers say they also will look at updating Colorado's open meetings laws next session. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
Boulder-based poet and writer Andrea Gibson is Colorado's new poet laureate. Gibson has been a Boulder resident since 1999 and writes about things like love, mental health, and social justice. Gibson's queer and non-binary identity also shines through in much of their work. Smoke from wildfires in Canada and the Pacific Northwest is blowing into Colorado today. State health officials say the haze could reach unhealthy levels in the eastern half of the state. Sensitive people or young children and the elderly should stay indoors. The smoke is expected to thin throughout the day today, but it's likely to return later on tonight, especially in the northeastern part of Colorado. You're listening to CPR News. More news is at cpr.org.